ABC Radio Australia.
Natural disasters aren't new to the Pacific. Communities have been living with them as long as they've been living here. For example, Fiji in the Pacific, where we are at the moment. It's surrounded by hundreds of tiny islands, right down at sea level. And near those aqua blue waters, there's really vulnerable communities. These villages and communities have their own way of knowing when something's happening. Maybe it's a certain bird that flies somewhere it doesn't normally fly, or wind that's coming from a certain direction. These are all things that point to a possible natural disaster for the locals. But then technology came along. Now we've got radars, radio communications, and mobile phones. Almost everyone has the ability to tell what the weather is doing now. So I wonder, how has that changed how people give and receive information about disaster preparedness?
People were aware, but it was sort of, yeah, it's happening, you know, let's see how it goes.
Indra Singh is the manager of news and sports at the Fijian Broadcasting Corporation.
Now what's coming out of not only at the FBC, but the Fijian media itself in terms of disaster preparedness is something that's new for this country. We see more focus now being given to disaster prepared stories, disaster preparedness, how to send out messages to the people. And I think after Winston struck Fiji, 2016 it was, if I'm not mistaken, and destroyed Fiji and wiped out its economy, I think then people woke up and said, hey, this thing is becoming very real. And prior to that, I think the people were aware, but it was sort of, yeah, it's happening, you know, let's see how it goes. But now it's like, it is happening. We're losing our homes. We have more stronger cyclones and hurricanes coming our way. We've got a rising sea level. We've got villages that need to relocate. So all of a sudden, I think everyone, including the media, has realized that we need to band together, if I say, and pass the message to the entire community. The challenges, I think, from the media perspective has been that the lack of understanding by most of the journalists and people prior to 2016, I think, was very much prevalent, which is improving now, but we still don't have all media people taking that interest in climate change. Wow. But there's some pretty good young journalists who have now started to say, hey, you know, climate change is the way to go. I've got to do and advocate for my community, because most of them come from areas where they have lost, you know, traditional grounds. They have lost parts of their land because of climate change. So that's one challenge, is changing the mindset. It's not a one-off story, or it's not a, you know, story done only 1 or 2 months and then you forget about it. It is a continuous process of doing regular stories.
Pacific Prepared.